Hello and welcome back to the Holistic Women's Health Podcast. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about PMDD, also known as premenstrual dysphoric disorder, or PMDD for short. This condition is often described as PMS, but worse. But in my eyes and in my mind, it is so much worse than your typical PMS symptoms. I truly and honestly feel for everyone who experiences PMDD. Month after month, people with PMDD experience not only extreme mental changes, but also physical, emotional, behavioral. It affects every possible state. And of course, everything's on a spectrum. So some women can have PMDD and experience more mild mood changes, whereas on the higher end of the spectrum, people can experience severe mood changes, suicidal thoughts, extreme disinterest in things that you would typically normally absolutely love to do. You can be highly sensitive to sounds, to smells, to lights, to touch, severe insomnia the week or two leading up to your period, just absolute pure rage, and honestly, so much more. Just from listening to all my client stories, seeing stories online on social media, reading people's stories on Reddit, people just smashing their technology and having suicidal thoughts every month. It's just not ideal for someone to go through month after month. Symptoms will only show up those 2 weeks leading up to your period in your luteal or luteal phase, so that about 7 to 14 days before you bleed, and then symptoms will stop once you're done your period. About 3 to 8% of women who have a period experience PMDD, or about 1 in 12 at this time with the stats that we have. Of course, with everything like endometriosis and PCOS, a lot of people do go highly, highly undiagnosed or misdiagnosed. So it's likely safe to say that that statistic would be much higher. Along with symptoms varying from mild to severe, symptoms can also vary month to month as well. And unfortunately, a lot of women are often dismissed or told that their symptoms are normal, there's nothing we can do, this is just a normal part of being a woman. But if you are experiencing a lot of the symptoms that I mentioned, it is not normal and you should definitely seek out help. You deserve help. You deserve to feel good all month long, every month. So that's what we'll talk about today. It was only recently in 2019 that PMDD was added to the official diagnostic list of diseases, which of course helps to validate this disease. So education, awareness, spreading word about this really, really helps to get this information out so that everyone who experiences PMDD can feel validated and get the proper help that they need. It's typically also misdiagnosed as anxiety, bipolar disorder, or borderline personality disorder. And another fact before we move on to the symptoms, what causes it, and the treatments, is that it's very common for women who have ADHD to also have PMDD. Some symptoms can be intense anger, irritability, depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, a dark mood, dark thoughts, trouble concentrating, low energy, changes in your appetite, either wanting all the food, all the sweets, all the carbs, or absolutely no food at all. Mood swings up and down. One minute you're fine, one minute you're not. Feeling hopelessness, change in your sleep, trouble falling asleep, trouble staying asleep, loss of interest in your usual activities that you love, feeling overwhelmed, feeling out of control, and then, of course, other physical symptoms like breast tenderness, swelling, joint or muscle pain, bloating, abdominal pain, and cramps. And I just want to emphasize, along with all these symptoms, PMDD interferes with all your usual daily activities. Think school, work, social life, relationships, all of these areas are affected. It can make it hard for someone to go to work or concentrate in class, study, go to school, do daily activities, go to the grocery store. So something to keep in mind if you know someone who has PMDD and you're just not understanding, I hope that this episode can help you understand that it's not just something that is all in someone's head and something that we can just fix right away. Some of the causes can be a few things that I'll talk about. There definitely needs to be a lot more research, just like most women's health conditions, but I'll talk about some things that have been studied, that have been hypothesized, that a lot of other women online share their experiences and what helps as well. So one of the first things it could be is progesterone and GABA. Research shows that women with PMDD and women without PMDD can have the same hormone levels, but women with PMDD are more sensitive to these natural changes in our hormones that happen in the luteal or the luteal phase. So if you're not familiar with what your hormones look like throughout your entire cycle, I suggest popping over to Google and just typing in the hormones throughout the menstrual cycle. Go to the images and you'll see a bunch of images that look like roller coaster rides. So you can see all the hormones go up and then go down and go up and go down. So in that luteal phase, we have progesterone going up. Typically, with this rise in progesterone in the luteal phase, a lot of women will experience this nice calming effect. It makes you feel calm, cool, collected. But with women who experience PMDD, progesterone converts to something called allopregnanolone, and typically this will calm those GABA receptors. But with women who have PMDD, allopregnanolone aggravates those GABA receptors. If it's aggravating those receptors, it can cause a lot of that anxiety, depression, anger, irritability, mood swings, dark mood. So with this, it's important to get your hormones tested to see if your progesterone is going way up and then dropping way down. Or another cause could be high or low estrogen as well. That could be contributing to your PMDD. So it's this rise in these hormones and then the drop. And a lot of women with PMDD are sensitive to that drop in hormones. So what we can do if your hormones are elevated is balance them out so you're not experiencing that intense drop like on a roller coaster where the roller coaster is almost 90 degrees going straight down into the ground. It's just to balance it out a little bit so it's a little bit more of a smoother ride. The next possible cause, number two, would be inflammation and histamine intolerance. Inflammation contributes to all sorts of things, so it would be important to focus on an anti-inflammatory diet. If you're experiencing inflammation, this can also contribute to more histamine intolerances as well. Something that you can do is experiment with taking some antihistamines that week or two before your period and see if any of your symptoms get better by doing that. If your symptoms do get better, I would suggest trying again the next month and see again if it helps next month or if it was just a fluke that it happened the first time. But if this is the case, then it would be important to reduce high histamine containing foods like red wine, aged cheese, avocado, tomato, bone broth, fermented foods like sauerkraut, kombucha, kimchi. You can take histamine reducing supplements like quercetin, magnesium, SAMe, or vitamin B6. And depending on where your progesterone levels are at, natural progesterone can also help to regulate your histamine levels through something called the DAO enzyme or DAO. So that would be, again, something to talk about with your practitioner. Potential cause number three could be low levels of serotonin. This is a neurotransmitter that helps to regulate your mood. Potential cause number four is genetics. Recently, some studies have identified some gene mutations that have been associated with PMDD, like MTHFR, COMT, or COMT, ESR1, ESR2, and SLC648. I'll leave these all in the show notes below as well. If you happen to have ever taken a DNA test, I would suggest downloading your raw data and then you can see if you have some of these gene mutations. Or as well, you can see a geneticist who can go over all your results. Potential cause number 5 could be some medical conditions like thyroid problems or a history of depression or anxiety. Number 6, medications. Some women report having PMDD after taking birth control. On the other hand, some women report birth control helping their symptoms. So this would be one that you would have to figure out if it would help your symptoms or worsen your symptoms. Number 7, past trauma. Whether it's big T's or little T's, it can all matter when it comes to PMDD. And number 8, high levels of stress, poor diet, lack of exercise, and inadequate sleep. All these lifestyle habits can all contribute to hormone imbalances, which can either cause or worsen your PMDD symptoms. So it could be one, it could be a combination of these things. One of the most important things to keep in mind is to keep track of all your symptoms, the time that they're happening, having all that data on you and your symptoms personally can really help when advocating for yourself at the doctor's office, when trying to figure out your root cause, when working with someone. Having that data is so valuable. So if you aren't currently tracking anything, I would suggest start tracking so you can start to figure out if there are foods that worsen it, if you have trouble sleeping, if alcohol or coffee worsens your symptoms. As you're trying different things to see what helps, what doesn't help, and I would always suggest adding one thing in at a time. So we'll talk about some treatments now. First and foremost, if you're experiencing a lot of the mental load that comes with PMDD, I would suggest therapy. You can try CBT, you can try EMDR, you can try intensive short-term dynamic psychotherapy, you can try RTT therapy. Definitely talk with someone and see which route is best for you. Next thing you can try is acupuncture. The third thing is antidepressants or medications. These will not heal the root cause of what's causing your PMDD, but if your symptoms are unbearable at the moment and you just need something to help get your head above water, of course, try the medications, see if that helps. And then alongside the medications, you can start working on some lifestyle things, some diet things as well. So that's always an option. Number 4 would be nervous system regulation. This would help calm your stress response, calm your nervous system so you're not reacting to stress all the time. Number 5 would be supplements. There's a ton of research studies that show very positive effects with Chase Tree, also known as Vitex, and PMDD. If you have PCOS, I would not recommend this herb, but if you don't have PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome, then Chase Tree or Vitex can be absolutely wonderful. Omega-3, magnesium. Magnesium is amazing. It helps with so many different things. If you're experiencing pain, bloating, digestive issues, mood changes, all of that, magnesium is wonderful. Vitamin B6, evening primrose oil, vitamin D, and then adaptogenic herbs for mood. If you're experiencing a lot of low mood swings, could be kava, St. John's wort, passion flower, California poppy, lavender. However, I would not recommend mixing all these together, and I would definitely not recommend taking any of those adaptogenic herbs with your antidepressant medications or anti-anxiety meds if you're on any medications. Absolutely be so highly aware of taking kava, St. John's wort, passion flower, California poppy, because they can most definitely interact with medications. Along with a lot of herbs and supplements, magnesium and omega-3 tend to be quite safe. Same with vitamin D, but I'm not your practitioner, so definitely work with someone to see what's going to work best for you. Treatment number 6, an anti-inflammatory diet as well as a blood sugar balancing diet can help a lot with managing your symptoms of PMDD. A lot of women also report a huge difference in symptoms when they started decreasing sugar, like white sugar and brown sugar, artificial sugar, decreasing their gluten, lowering some of those histamine foods, and then coffee and alcohol. So something to consider there. Treatment number 7 is to get regular exercise, moving your body, just some daily movement, walks outside, stretching, anything like that. Number 8, focusing on your sleep. And then number 9 is setting some social media boundaries, especially that week or two before your period. If you experience those severe mood shifts, for a lot of my clients, they were saying social media can be very triggering that week or two before their period when they're experiencing their heightened PMDD symptoms. So something to evaluate for yourself. If you're noticing a lot of mood swings and social media is just making you really anxious or really low or just not feeling your best, reevaluate your relationship, set some boundaries, and see what feels best for you. So to sum up some of the causes, 1, your hormones, progesterone, estrogen, and the relationship with GABA as well. 2, inflammation and histamine intolerance. 3, some of your neurotransmitters like serotonin and dopamine. 4, genetics. 5, other medical conditions like thyroid, depression, anxiety. 6, medications. 7, past traumas. And 8, some lifestyle factors like stress, diet, exercise, and sleep can all either contribute to PMDD or worsen your PMDD. Some treatments: 1, therapy. 2, acupuncture. 3, medications, antidepressants. 4, nervous system regulation, focusing on stress, reducing your stress. 5, some supplements like chaste tree, omega, magnesium, B6, EPO or evening primrose oil, vitamin D, and then some herbs like kava, St. John's wort, passion flower, California poppy, and lavender. 6, eating an anti-inflammatory diet and balancing your blood sugar levels. 7, some movement. 8, focusing on sleep. And 9, social media boundaries. Before I leave you off, some other questions that some of my clients had or some questions I've gotten on social media are, why is it worse some months and better some other months? And my answer to this is that your hormones change. They're not that perfect roller coaster. Every single month, month after month, tons of things can impact your hormones. Whether you're traveling, flying, you got a cold, you ate differently, you're more stressed, you stayed up late, you drank wine, you went out, you partied. All of these things impact your hormones, whether you realize it or not. So some months will be different than others. Some months you'll have, let's say, higher estrogen levels or progesterone levels, and then you're going to experience that drop much more intensely. So something to keep in mind there. Not to say that you never have to have a glass of wine again, or you're never allowed to go out or go on a coffee date ever again. It's those 2 weeks before your period that I would say definitely focus on nourishing yourself and your body. You're going to have the best success if you focus on these things all month long, because that's going to make the biggest difference prevention wise. But if you want to have some fun and live your life, the best time to do that would be right after your period is done, in your follicular phase, where during ovulation and your luteal phase, you can still focusing on a lot of grounding, stress reducing, nourishing foods, all those treatments, those 2 weeks before your period. Another question is this something that I'm just going to have for life? And the answer is no. It will go away in menopause, but between now and menopause, there are tons and tons of things you can do. Supplements, mind body, therapy, everything I just listed in this episode can help. There are tons of other podcast episodes, tons of success stories online. So there's definitely hope. This is not something that you have to live with. You can not only manage your symptoms, but some people have totally gotten rid of their PMDD. So something to keep in mind there, depending on what your root cause is. And then the next question after that is, how do I know what my root cause or causes are? What I would recommend is getting some testing done, seeing what your symptoms are, trying different things, keeping track of all your symptoms, like I mentioned, and what you're trying, what works, what doesn't. And then, of course, working with someone who's knowledgeable and educated, like myself, or anyone out there who knows what they're doing and will listen to you, hear your story, and really find you what will work best for you. Final notes before I send you off as well that I didn't mention earlier in the possible root causes, but I was just listening to this PMDD summit and podcast episodes, and one of the speakers was mentioning that if you are someone who is an empath, you feel a lot of emotions, you feel a lot of emotions for other people, you feel the I am not enoughness, you feel I'm not enough, you feel like something's not available to you, or you feel a lack of self-trust, a lot of that as well can contribute to PMDD. So something to keep in mind there in terms of that mental, spiritual, emotional connection with PMDD. If you're curious about that side of things as well, a couple books would be Women's Bodies, Women Wisdom by Christiane Northrup and You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. An affirmation from Louise Hay to leave you off with, specifically for these PMS and PMDD symptoms, is I now take charge of my mind and my life. I am a powerful, dynamite woman. Every part of my body functions perfectly. I love me. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you got a lot out of it. I hope if someone in your life has PMDD, that this can connect you more with them and understand a little bit more about what they're going through. If you're listening to this and you know someone who has PMDD, send this their way so they can learn more about their causes and treatments for PMDD. If you like this episode, you can also subscribe, rate, or review the podcast. I highly appreciate everyone who does. I love every single one of you for listening and rating and reviewing the podcast. For more health, wellness, and lifestyle tips, I'm also on Instagram at Nutrition Moderation if you want to come say hi to me over there, and nutritionmoderation.com. I also work with clients worldwide, so wherever you are in the world, if you need help with your hormones, with your skin, with your bloating, your digestion, coming off the pill, balancing your hormones post-pill, if you have endometriosis, cramps, PMDD, anything like that, reach out to me. You can schedule a free 15-minute call as well. But I hope you have an amazing day wherever you are, and I'll chat with you very soon.